3-0-5. XM, I believe it was. This is KO4HKX.
Just checking out the full hand. The other one puts it working. Appreciate it. K4WFU.
Roger. You got a lot of white noise on it, but you're hitting a repeater. KO4HKX, clear.
This is KG4PFI. It's working. Got a lot of white noise on it, but it's working. And I'm in Piedmont. KG4PFI, clear. Just about it. I went out today and went to the Walmart and went out and had a meal with some friends of ours, and I'm sitting here doing nothing. How about yourself?
Phone call, hang on just a minute.
All right, get your phone call.
I'm back, KP4CBA Mobile. Oh, I'm headed to Texas Roadhouse to pick up a to-go order.
That over on Wade Hampton Boulevard, is that where that's at?
I live right here, almost where Rutherford intersects Wade Hampton, so it just takes me a couple of minutes to get there. Well, normally, but of course, at this hour, it's going to take longer. And yesterday, eastbound Wade Hampton was just wall-to-wall cars as far as I could see, but both directions. I don't know what was going on. It must have been a wreck or something. Didn't look too bad tonight.
What you're talking about is sometimes I wonder how in the world we can keep that much gasoline flowing into our state or any state with all those cars burning it.
That's a good point. I haven't even thought about that. But I imagine there's a lot of gas being burned.
Hey, so in Abilene, Texas, when I was in the Air Force, they had a little gas war going on. Normally it was like 22 to 25 cents a gallon at that time. And they had a gas war and I bought it for 12 cents a gallon. And I don't think I'll ever see that day again.
Yeah, I used to pump gas when I was in high school. I guess I started about 1970, 71 maybe. And I don't even remember. It seems like it must have been in the 35 cent range, something like that. Because I remember when I was in college, it went up. I was at Mars Hill, and it went up to 50 cents a gallon, and that was 77. And I was so mad. I didn't have any money then. You know, I was in college. I had a little side job that paid $50 a month, and that was my spending money.
I'm a little older than you. I was in the Air Force. I went in 1959 and got out in 1963. So you can probably tell I probably got a year or two on you. Somebody just called on the other phone over there, and I guess I better go find out who that is. So kind of enjoyed talking with you. I hope you go ahead and get your meal there. You're going to pick up at the Roadhouse over there. I've been in there. I've been there before. It's not bad. So take care. This is KG4PFI. The name is Don, and I'm located in Piedmont.
Don, it's good to talk with you, and name is David, and you have a good evening, and thanks for your service. Appreciate it. 73 is KB4CPA.
4LZI, KO4HKX. Andy, you still there? That KO4HKX, clear. KO4HKX, mobile.
Patrick, I'm not going to be in here for just a minute, but I'll say hello, KB4CPA. Doing better when I get home because I got, I just picked up an order from Texas Roadhouse, so I'm going to be scarfing down some steak here in just a little bit.
That's where I had lunch today.
We're going to rub it in, huh? Didn't invite me again, I tell you, good cow. Me. Well, I hope you enjoyed it.
I did, but you need to try their chicken fried chicken one day.
See that chicken that fried that chicken.
But I know that bird is good, and it's a huge order.
Fried chicken. Well, I tell you, anything sounds good about right now because I hadn't had anything since breakfast. I had a protein shake about 2 o'clock, but, you know how that goes. It's just a little bottle, and it was good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't very filling, so I'm ready for something to eat.
Biscuit this morning that I brought with me because I leave the house so early, and then ate lunch there, and I just ate my bologna and cheese sandwich I brought from the house.
When I was in the poorhouse, we used to call that round steak.
I ate it many a day, so it's one of my go-to sandwiches to take with me.
I remember when I was working at their dealership, and it was like 95 degrees that day, and I usually I brought my lunch every day, and I usually just went across the street in the parking lot. It was an empty lot, and sat under a tree in the shade and rolled the windows down and ate my lunch. And I said, dadgummit, I'm going to eat lunch in air conditioning today. I went to Friday's and had lunch and treated myself to some air conditioning and some good food.
Problem with doing that is then when you get back there to work on those cars and you got to lean over them or lay up on the radiator support, it's not a good day.
Yeah, and when you get to be my age, when I was working on cars, my back would start hurting, my lower back, golly day, when I was bent over the hood. It was, when you're working on a car, bent over a hood all day long, it gets to you eventually. Well, I'm in the garage, so I'm going to say adios, and you have a good evening. Be careful out there driving around, and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final 73's KB4CPA.
73's, Dave. Go enjoy your steak, and I'll keep an eye out for you next time. KO4HKX. I'll be monitoring your mobile.
4HKX, KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad.
You doing all right?
I'm doing good. I got this truck turned toward the house, and we're heading home.
If you got it turned toward the house, then just lay back and just just let her do what she's supposed to do. I guess that's the best thing to do.
They're trying to keep it between the ditches and got it up the hill.
Well, I might need a small favor if you're going to check in tonight.
I was planning on it. What you need?
Will you, if you don't hear from me, will you check me in? Or just check me in. We're having our first training class tonight at the club, at the radio club. And I gotta be honest with you, I'm a little nervous. But that's okay. If you don't hear from me at check-in, will you check me in, please?
Yes, sir, I will. Hey, I missed the announcement. I can't hear that repeater from the house. Over the, that you said Monday, I believe it was.
Well, we tried. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean a whole lot, I guess, as far as the club goes. But we do one, maybe two, if some of the members request, you know, more than one training a month. And so anyway, tonight's the night. So we've got some new operators in the group, so we're going to see if we can... The name of the class, and I'm giving the classes, the name of the class is I Got My License, Now What?
A big help to a lot of them, I'm sure, because after you get your license, you're kind of like, well, now what do I do? And most of them are afraid to push this little button on the side of the microphone.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're gonna see what we can do tonight, and this be. It's been a long time since I've been up in front of other people talking, so we'll see how it goes. I'm just a little bit, you know, a little bit anxious. But we'll figure it out. I mean, it'll be that big a deal, I guess. But anyway, do you have a good day?
Hectic day, and didn't get all the way through my route. I've been having to trim some of it off and move to other days, and still hadn't got it all figured out yet. But other than that, we had a good day.
So what's holding you up?
The biggest thing that holds me up is working 8 to 5.
So you're saying you need more hours in the day. Is that what you're saying?
No, they need to get their butts out of bed and get to work before 10 o'clock.
You gotta stand around the coffee pot for, you know, at least 2.5 hours.
No joke. I pulled up on 3 shops this week at 10:30 in the morning. They're still not open. But then they're going to go home at 4, and, you know, they're the first ones to complain when you don't show up. Because I can't run a route and a circle where everything next, you know, move on to the next one. To do it, I'd have to jump around from one side of town to the other, and you just can't do that. You're spend all your time driving.
I get it, I do. I just hassling you a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I hate that. That just makes for a long day. I tell you, man, I don't see how you do it. I mean, I heard you on the radio this morning going to work. It was dark, whatever time it was. And then here it is, dark again, and you're, you know, kudos to you, brother. I've done my share of it, but, ooh, man, that's got to be tough.
Get tough some days, and that's one of the things about the radio that helps out a lot. Got somebody to talk to on the way up and down the mountain. Just helps a lot to pass the time, because it gets boring and lonely out here sometimes.
No, you're exactly right. I get it. Since I got my license in the truck, I don't really listen to the radio anymore. Every now and then I'll listen to, you know, something on the phone that I've downloaded. But you pick up the mic, literally, you stay awake, you know. But, I get it. I know what you mean. Just being able to pick up the mic and talk with a familiar voice, that's kind of handy.
Hey, what time is your club meeting tonight?
7 o'clock. Yeah, on the way.
I wanted to remind you to make sure you had your britches on and your bow tie.
I got my special, very special underwear on and my very special bow tie. So, yeah, I'm good to go, bud.
Hey, man, just had to do it. Since you're going to be up in front of everybody else.
That was good. That was good. That's okay. That's all right. It'll be my turn. I hope Walt's listening in there, too, because I'm gonna get him, too.
Walt, on the radio much since Tuesday night.
Kind of what's happening is, I don't know for sure, but I'd say that where he's got his hand check in the RV down there is probably a little bit chilly. That propane is not cheap anymore. I tell you, everything has gone so high, I'm getting a little worried, to be honest.
This thing was still working, and if I could hit repeater, does it sound okay?
Yeah, you got just a little white noise on you, but quite comfortable. You blew the dust out. I caught some of it. I saw the cloud.
Simpsonville, and talking on this little ICOM handheld, I didn't know if it was be able to reach repeater or not.
Good spot, and you should be okay.
Somebody told me they have a net roll call at
9 o'clock.
Is that true?
That's correct. Yes. 9 o'clock be the hot spot, and just wait your turn and check right in.
What is the procedure on checking in? Can you refresh my memory?
The first letter and the suffix. In other words, the first letter after your number.
Hey, all W's check in, is that what you say?
Right, yeah. And that'll get you right in there. They'll have announcements and probably pass some messages if they have any. And then they'll start the roll call. And when they start roll call, they'll start with Echo Link first, see if anybody's there. And then they'll start everybody else.
Right there. hope we don't mess it up there, you know what I mean?
He'll straighten you out.
I remember back years ago there, you had to be careful on procedures, so I guess it's still the same way.
If you check out a turn, they won't scold you or knock you off for a week. It'll take it anyway. But just sit there in that spot, you'll be good to go for it.
Yeah, K4WFU. When he calls for the W's, that's when you check in, right?
That's correct. Right, mine is MMW. When they ask for the M's, I jump in there.
Yeah, like I say, we hadn't been on radio. I got 11 meter in my car, you know, so I got to get my mind straight here. Make sure I don't say anything crazy, you know what I mean?
11 meter is good if you're traveling and maybe a wreck in front of you. Other than that, you can turn it off and talk to everybody else.
Well, I tell you, like I say, it's been, I don't know, 15 years that they cut on radio, and there's nobody on the 11 meter hardly anymore.
Dang it, it needed cleaning up, because the FCC just let it go unless there were something just really bad, somebody running too much power, you know, aggravating all the neighbors. But I remember back in the 70s, you could talk on it just like you do this ham radio. There were some great people out there.
Yeah, I started out back in the 70s with CB, and wasn't no line, no way. You could talk anywhere. Had a really good time, and then all of a sudden it got real popular. So, I don't know. K4WF.
All sorts of cool things happening. I know I did a lot of work down at the Boys Home of the South. We raised a lot of money for them. So it had its good days, and then it went downhill and stayed that way.
Well, I like to talk on it some, and I haven't been doing it long again, but I don't know. I watch a guy on YouTube, his name is BBI, he's an amp builder, and he's doing the history of CB radio on YouTube, talking to some of the old 70 guys out in California, so it's pretty interesting. I appreciate you coming back to me, and we'll hang around for the net and see if we don't get whooped if we do anything wrong.
Sit back and listen, depends on where he starts. He won't start in A, I don't think. He might start somewhere else, so just listen to what they're doing, and you wouldn't have any problem whatsoever. Talk to you later, and sound okay for the moment. Get you an antenna up, a little antenna or something up there, you won't have any problem at all then. Be solid, so take care. 73 to you from N4MMW Jimmy, Mobile. Headed to fire training.
Okay, well, be careful, and we'll talk to you later. K4WFU, Ken down in Simpsonville.